Minnesota News Network. Good afternoon, I'm Brent Palm. Police in St. Louis Park say they assisted the Hopkins PD at an ICE protest Monday afternoon. Federal agents were conducting an enforcement operation when a large crowd gathered. Officers say one of the federal vehicles had its tires slashed, and they separated the protesters from the agents so the ICE vehicle could leave. The vehicle was taken to Knollwood Mall in St. Louis Park, and protesters from Hopkins relocated there. Police say the vehicle was towed and the scene cleared without further incident. 22-year-old Haley Tobler of St. Cloud is the latest victim of domestic violence homicide in the state. Police say the daughter of former candidate for Governor Jeff Johnson was fatally stabbed by her husband. Maggie Royer is with Violence Free Minnesota.
Last year, we documented 31 confirmed domestic violence homicides, and we always say that we don't always know the actual true number. The true number is probably higher just because we can't capture every single death, and not every death is captured in the media or publicly.
Minnesota offers a 24-hour confidential day one crisis hotline at 866-223-1111. It looks like Lisa Daymuth, Kendall Qualls, and Mike Lindell are the frontrunners for the Republican gubernatorial nomination. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Shear says Qualls is well known by party activists, but not by Minnesota voters.
He is the most obscure of the top three candidates, and he needs to do something about that if he's going to emerge as the endorsed candidate.
Shear says Daymuth, Qualls, and Lindell will battle for the GOP nomination at the state convention in Duluth. And state officials are reporting a 20% decline in traffic deaths. The preliminary numbers show 370 people were killed on Minnesota roads last year compared to 475 in 2024. Supportive and Proud describes members of Duluth's Curling Club as they cheer on Corey Teese and Corey Dropkin today in mixed doubles in curling at the Winter Olympics. Event manager Nicole Caldwell says they've been following the duo's journey throughout the games and hosting watch parties.
Today's the biggest one. We have over 250 members that are coming down here just to like share the excitement and root them on. We all are so confident in this, and we know like how hard they're working, and we know that they can get the gold.
Corey and Corey train at the Duluth Curling Club, and members can't wait for them to bring home the gold medal. And the U.S. Women's Olympic hockey team plays rival Canada today in the final preliminary round game at the Winter Olympics. Team USA improved to 3-0 with Monday's 5-0 shutout of Switzerland. The Americans have outscored their opponents 15-1. The Canadians are 2-0 in the preliminary round. This is MNN.